You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are listening to the Commissioner's Conversation, and I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. How's everybody feeling out there today? Yeah, man, I'm feeling pretty damn good. Listen, these play-in games have got your boy kind of amped up for the playoffs, and I'm ready to go. Like, I'm excited. I'm like a kid around the holidays when, you know, we just coming up to Thanksgiving, and right after Thanksgiving is Christmas, and then right after that it's New Year's, and you just feel like it's big day after big day after big day. I'm kind of like that right now. You know, the play-in games, the Hawks got in, they got the 7th seed, it got me kind of amped, and I'm watching some of the other games. The Lakers, they beat Minnesota. Chicago got by Toronto. Currently, as I speak, OKC and New Orleans are playing to try to see if they can get in. And it's totally got me stoked on these playoffs. And so we're going to get into that. We're going to look at these matchups. We're going to talk about some of the different categories that I've put some of these games in, some of these players in. And I'll start off with what I call one of my first categories is put up or shut up. It's time for some of these teams to put up or shut up. And we'll get into it. I'll tell you who fits that criteria. For other teams and other players, the NBA playoffs will provide a great opportunity. A great opportunity. And I'll tell you and break down who I think is poised or has this great opportunity laid out in front of them. And then there are others out here who can very simply solidify their legacy. You know, you already believe that they're legends. You already believe that they're stars. And if they have a great run, they have a great couple series, they have a championship run and get an extra ring, whatever, these guys can go out here and solidify the legacy. So without any further ado, man, I won't beat around the bush. Let's get into it.
Commissioner Gordon.
All right, my first candidate for put up or shut up. I mean, you got to know who it is. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, the Memphis Grizzlies. They've been out here. Ja Morant's been acting the fool. Dylan Brooks been acting like he's somebody he's not. He's out here agitating people. He's fighting Shannon Sharpe. He's going out here attacking Klay Thompson. He's going out here trying to build a reputation. I think it's a false reputation, but he's trying to build a reputation out here in these streets and trying to have people thinking that he's crazier than what he is, or he's something he's not. I think it's phony, and I think it may come out in the wash during these playoffs, but it's time to put up a shut up. I also believe that with all the stuff that's been going on with Ja Morant, whether it's the incident with him fighting the kid, whether it's the laser beam incident, whether it's him at the strip club with that little deuce that he pulled out his boot, whatever, all of this stuff could go away for Ja, or at least, not maybe go away, but at least put a blanket on it, quiet it down. If he has a great playoff run, you come out here and you look good in the playoff run, you go to the Western Conference Finals, guess what? Ain't nobody talking about no strip club. Ain't nobody talking about you and your homeboy jumping on a 17-year-old kid. Ain't nobody talking about it. If you come out here, you play like a champion, you put the team on your back, and you go out and you show everyone that you're a superstar. You show everybody that Nike should continue this rollout. You show everybody that Powerade pulled the plug on the campaign. Well, your loss. Because now I'm going over here to Vitamin Water or whoever. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff can be shown to be right, or can be shown to be false, right or wrong, with this playoff. if you come out here and y'all get y'all ass beat by LeBron and broken down Anthony Davis, everybody's gonna look at you like you, you know, like you fugazi. Everybody's gonna look at you like you're a phony. Honestly, I'll be absolutely honest. I have never seen a bigger 360 with fans, with media, all of the above. Well, I won't even say 360. I'm sorry. I have never seen a bigger 180 with fans, media, you know, people around basketball than what how people have treated the Memphis Grizzlies because of these antics, because you get into it with the sidelines, because you get into it with players, because you're out here doing dumb shit in these streets. I have never seen more people turn their back and do it absolutely reverse than they did with Memphis. Because prior to this year, this season, I had so many people telling me that they were rooting for Memphis. I had people who don't even wear basketball jerseys talking about they were looking to buy a Ja Morant jersey. I had people calling me, telling me that they were adopting the Memphis Grizzlies as their squad because they felt like they embodied the spirit of the underdog, the spirit of, I won't say the streets, but the spirit of what the fans, like, what a Detroit Piston, what a old, you know, what, and I say the Detroit Pistons, I'm not talking about the Bad Boy Pistons, I'm talking about the Tayshaun Prince, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, you know what I'm saying, that just hard-working team that you watch and you just want to root for them because they're likable guys. You know what I'm saying? Those type. Or maybe even a young Golden State. They're just likable guys. And you just want them to win. You just want them to succeed. And then you get here to the end of this season. Everybody like, man, fuck them dudes. I can't stand Memphis. And you're like, damn, how did we get here? But it's because of the Ja Morant antics. It's because of the Dylan Brooks antics. It's because of Ja Morant's daddy, him being on the sideline. It's because of all of that. It's a culmination of all that where they've aggravated and annoyed the hell out of everybody. To now, I know a lot of people just want the story to be over. But what I'm telling you is, if you can't go out here and beat a 40-year-old LeBron, you can't go out here and beat an often injured Anthony Street Clothes Davis, if you can't do nothing with Austin Reeves, then it's time for you to shut the hell up. It's time to stop doing all this stuff. It's time to stop aggravating Klay Thompson. And I see now why Klay does what he does. Klay gets out here, and whenever Dylan Brooks get to chirping, Klay hit him with the Angel Reese. You know what I'm saying? A little Tony Ayo and then points to the ring finger. He got the chip. He can do that. Because while we know that Klay is older, Klay has shown you that he can still go crazy. He can still get out on that floor and put up 12 threes. He can still get out on the floor and put up 15 threes and change the whole trajectory of a game. We haven't seen that out of Dylan Brooks. We've seen Ja Morant go crazy. We've seen Ja Morant do some things. But have we seen it when it counts? Have we seen it when the building is full of pressure? Have we seen that from him? Have we seen it when it counts and the world is watching? Have we seen that from him? We've seen it from Klay. We've seen it from Steph. We've seen it from a bunch of guys that Dylan Brooks is trying to aggravate and emulate because he's clearly trying to be similar to a Draymond Green in my eyes. He's pushing guys to the brink of fighting because he knows guys aren't fighting. Dudes in the league ain't gonna fight, and it's only gonna ramp up in the playoffs because nobody wants to let their team down by getting suspended, by throwing a punch and getting technical fouls and getting tossed out of a game and being looked at as unreliable. being looked at as selfish. So he's only going to ramp up the antics. He's only going to ramp up the talk. And it's only going to get worse. So that's why I'm looking forward to the I'm looking forward to the series. But if you can't put away LeBron James, if you can't put away street clothes, if you can't put away Austin Reeves in the first round, it's time for y'all ass to shut the hell up and stop talking to me about what you think you can do. Ja Morant sat out there and plainly said, we good out west. I ain't worried about that. We got this. And then when you win the little games, y'all do the gritty and all that stuff. And then you come out to my, it's a parade in the city. Yeah, all that, whatever, whatever, whatever. Yeah, it's cool in the regular season. But it's time to walk the walk. Because just a peek into my psyche, I'm not one of those guys who grants you leeway. I'm not one of those guys who talks about a whole lot of potential. I don't crown you before you've earned the crown. Until you do shit, you ain't did shit. So I can't treat you like a champion if you haven't won a championship. I refuse. I won't talk about you in legendary status when you haven't done legendary acts. I refuse. So you have to put up or shut up, because what else do I have to go off of? A regular season game that you beat Utah in? I'm not judging you off of that. I'm going to judge you when you have a champion like LeBron James in front of you, when you have a team like the Lakers who are not too long removed from a bubble championship. I'm going to judge you by how and when you can put them away. And if you can't, stop talking to me. I need this little act to go away. I need Dylan Brooks to eat a whole humble pie and shut the hell up. But if you make it and you go on a championship run and you somehow you're hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy, then, you know what I'm saying? You put up. You walk the walk. Congratulations, you're a champ. And now all of those antics were well earned. You showed the world. But for right now, today, you got to put up or shut up.
Commissioner Gordon.
Another team that needs to put up or shut up is the New York Knicks. Like, Knicks fans are probably some of the most delusional assholes I've ever encountered in life. Like, I'm 43 years old. And the New York Knicks haven't won nothing since I've been alive. Nothing. Since I've been alive. But every year is our year, son. Yo, we going all the way. And they put this persona up since Pat Riley. Ever since Pat Riley got there in the 90s, they've been trying to be this tough team with this tough persona, and it hasn't worked yet. They weren't a tough team when they won the championships back in the 70s. They were kind of a flash and, you know, kind of a flashy team. They were quick. You know, you had Clyde Frazier, you know what I'm saying? You had those guys. But they removed themselves from that. They want to be this tough, burly, we New York, son, we street. Yeah. Street ain't got you nothing. You know what I'm saying? Street hasn't gotten you a damn thing. You come in second, I guess, you know, you really didn't bully Michael Jordan. You know, maybe you hit him a couple times, you didn't do anything. Reggie Miller put you to bed once or twice. Trae Young recently just put you to bed and had the whole Madison Square Garden in the uproar, hollering F you, Trae Young. So what has this bully stuff gotten you? You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's time to put up or shut up. Number one, I'll tell you, I don't believe in the Knicks, because if Julius Randle is your number one option, you'll never get me to believe in you. And this isn't a knock to Julius Randle. I think he's a good player, but he's not a number one. And that's why the focus to me, and this is going to kind of spin over into a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for Jalen Brunson to step up and show the world that he should be the number one guy in New York. This is his time to show that this is should be his team. This should be his guys. Next come, whatever happens at the end of this season, they're not winning the championship. Whatever happens at the end of this season, we should come back in the beginning of the season next year, or at the end of this year, and be talking about Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks. And if he can take that role, then I think the Knicks will wind up being better next season. So you have Jalen, you have Brunson in the number one spot. You'll have Randall in the number two. And this is going without saying what kind of offseason pickups they'll do, what kind of draft picks they pick up, all of this stuff. But you'll have Brunson as your first option, Randall as your next option, RJ Barrett as your third option, which he should be your third option. And then you come in and you have Quickly being your guy off the bench. He's, you know, your Vinny Microwave type character. But I'm tired of hearing about how the media, how fans from New York, how all these guys want the Knicks to be relevant. And they'll tell you, oh, basketball is better when New York is good. Well, when the hell was that? 70s? When was that? Earl the Pearl? You know what I'm saying? When was that? Because in the 90s, they were okay. They were good. They weren't world beaters. They didn't go to the finals. They weren't killing championships. They weren't hoisting trophies. You had a couple runs with Melo, but you weren't hoisting trophies. You weren't making deep runs until the Eastern Conference Finals. You weren't. And so here we stand in 2023, and you guys, because you weren't at the bottom of the pile, because you are right there, mediocre in the Eastern Conference, you know what I'm saying, in the Eastern Conference, that you want me to believe that this is a successful season. Well, I don't buy it, because like I just told you, I don't believe it until I see it. And so until then, you ain't done a damn thing. So it's time for you to put up or shut up.
Commissioner Gordon.
And to take it to a team out west that needs to put up or shut up. It brings me to, and I will say this before I get into the team out west that needs to put up or shut up, or back out west that needs to put up or shut up, because I already gave you Memphis. But this team fits every category, and I'll show you as we get into those categories what I mean. But Denver, the Denver Nuggets, it's time to put up or shut up. The Denver Nuggets also have a great opportunity, and Nikola Jokic has a chance to solidify a legacy that is building. But for right now, I'll get to the point where it's put up or shut up time. Everybody is out here talking about how Jokic should be the MVP. How Jokic should be the three-time back-to-back-to-back MVP of the season. And personally, I don't believe that to be the case. I don't. I believe that Nikola Jokic is a great player, is a hell of a player. And we can argue about whether he should have won one or two of those past MVPs. But at this point in time, to say he's back-to-back-to-back MVPs, I'm going to ask you why and how. What has he won? What has he done? What game has he taken over? When has he said, "We're not losing tonight, fellas," and ripped off 28 points in the quarter, 25 points in the quarter, 22 points in the quarter. When has he had a point and he said, okay, we're playing against Anthony Davis or whoever, I'm going to shut him down and he ain't getting nothing on my watch? When has he done that? He hasn't. When it's time to make a big basket, do you go to Jokic? And they do sometimes, but sometimes we draw it up and we look for Jamal Murray. Sometimes we draw it up and we go through Jokic to get a good shot for Aaron Gordon or get a good shot for Porter Jr. We draw it up. But rarely or ever have I've never watched a game and saw Nikola Jokic just put the team on his back. And you said, man, if it wasn't for Jokic, I don't know what it would have been tonight. He's had great games. There have been games where you sit down. I was just talking to my cousin about this a little earlier today. There have been games that you sit down and you might watch Denver. And you go through the entire game and you watch the game and it's like, damn, it's a good game. You've seen all the highlights and then you get back and you're at the end of the game. And you look at the stat line, you're like, damn, Jokic had 32? Damn, he had 15 rebounds? I didn't see that. Did you see that? You knew he had 32? I didn't know he had 32. So, when it comes to MVP, that's some of the criteria that I look for. Also, it's put up a shut up time because you need to make a deep run. You need to go out here and have a hell of a championship type run. You're the number one seed in the West. You got it laid out for you. And how this thing shakes out, you should be getting the bottom in. And I say you should be getting the worst or the bottom of the playoff bracket. But I mean, that's some of the most dangerous teams in the West right now when you look at it. But you need to have that. You need to put up or shut up to show, to prove that you are an MVP, to prove that the Denver Nuggets should be the number one team out West. It's time to put up or shut up.
Commissioner Gordon.
I mentioned earlier that the NBA playoffs was the land of great opportunity. And it is, man. Like, when you go and you look at these matchups, I talked about the New York Knicks earlier, and I was talking about how they need to be able to go out here and put away Donovan Mitchell and just make a run and put up a shut up. But on the flip side of that, Donovan Mitchell has the opportunity to step on a stage in Madison Square Garden. Even though they're the higher seed, what I'm saying, in Madison Square Garden, because it's going to be looked at, you know, it's going to have that rowdy, raucous crowd, and he has the opportunity to be propelled into superstardom if he goes out here and he kills the Knicks. Like, this past season with Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell against the Knicks has, I want to say, let me pull this up real quick. He's had points. Let me see. This past season, he's had 38 one game. He had 23, 24, and 42. You put up some similar numbers like that, and you bury the Knicks in six. You score 30 a couple times, just go 40 once or twice, and then you have a couple solid 20-point games, you'll be somebody. And you say, oh, man, Donovan Mitchell, somebody already, man. What the hell are you talking about, Commission? Yes, I know. I know he's been an all-star. I know all of that. But that's in the basketball community. The basketball community, the people who watch the games, who play fantasy basketball, who watch SportsCenter, who do all of that, and who are ingrained in the basketball community, know who Donovan Mitchell is. you go out and you rock Madison Square Garden, and like I said, you put the New York Knicks to bed in round one with you out here putting up 40 burgers, 30 pieces, however Kendrick Perkins said it, you know what I'm saying? You put up some numbers and knock out the Knicks, everyone will know you are a basketball, you're on your way to being a basketball legend. Because you see what happened with Trae Young. Trae Young went through the same thing. People knew Trae could play. Trae was an all-star. Trae was out here. He knew his big shots. He took all the mid-court, half-court shots. Everybody knew who Trae was. But when he got out there and he turned around, he smiled at the crowd as they were screaming, F you, Trae Young. And all he did was put their ass to bed and go stand at half-court and take a bow. He became a villain. He became a star. Now, he's kind of fallen off because he hasn't been as consistent with that play. He hasn't been as consistent with that attitude. But at that moment, he was infamous. And the same thing could happen to Donovan Mitchell if he goes out there and does a similar type performance, or not even, I won't say a similar type performance to Trae Young, but just be who he is and doesn't shrink in the spotlight. There's a great opportunity for Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Commissioner Gordon.
There's also a great opportunity for the Sacramento Kings. And the Sacramento Kings are probably one of the most, not even probably, Sacramento Kings are the most disrespected damn team in this playoffs. To the point where people were jockeying for the number six spot, and it wasn't because they didn't want to play the extra play-in games. It was so they could play against the Sacramento Kings, because nobody believes in the Sacramento Kings. Nobody. So the opportunity exists for the Sacramento Kings. If you want to be taken seriously and you want to be seen as a championship contender, what you need to do is go out here and you got to beat the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. That's, yeah. You ever heard of having one of those friends to say, all we got to do is, whenever somebody say, all we got to do is, you know the plan messed up. No, we can go out here. We can get this money. All we got to do is. But all you got to do is. All you got to do is beat Golden State. And yes, it's not going to be easy. No. You won't. They won't roll over. Because they're trying to solidify our legacy. They're trying to keep the rings going. But if you want to show somebody that you are a good coach, Mike Brown, if you want to show somebody that you deserve to be a star, De'Aaron Fox, if you want to show somebody that you are a real team and should be taken serious, then go out here and beat Golden State. I don't care whether it's in 6, 7, 5, whatever you got to do, but you have to move on to the next round, because then you will start to garner the respect that you're asking for. Because for many of the nation, for much of the nation, this will actually be the first time they're watching the Sacramento Kings. Because many people haven't watched Sacramento Kings since damn Chris Webber and Vlade Divac and Mike Bibby. You know, people haven't watched the Kings. Because you haven't had a reason to watch the Kings, and because ESPN, ABC, TNT, I don't think they don't put your ass on TV. You don't have a national televised game. I can't remember the last time I looked at a nationally televised marquee and it said Sacramento versus anybody. So for most of the country, most of the basketball watching world, this will probably be one of the first times that they're watching the Sacramento Kings. And like I said, if you want to be taken seriously, there's no other team that's more respected at this given moment than the champs, than Golden State. Yeah, the champs. You knock off the champs, then you get the respect. To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Commissioner Gordon.
And here, in that same mind frame, I told you Denver Nuggets, they are placed in each of these categories. So in that same mind frame, the Denver Nuggets have that same great opportunity. I don't think a lot of teams take the Denver Nuggets serious. Not number one in the West series. But you have this opportunity now that you can show Nikola Jokic should be this MVP or this great player that we've promoted him to be. All these numbers say that he's this great guy. I believe the numbers work, but I also believe in what the games say. I believe in what the action says. You can show me a PER and efficiency ratings and the percentages and all this stuff. I want to see the work on the floor. Those numbers translate. I want to see you stop somebody. I want to see you block a shot. I want to see you get a steal. I want to see you get a rebound. I want to see you put up a big bucket. If the other team is going on a run and it's an 8-0 run and they put the ball into you, I want to see you go and you put up a bucket because the team needs you to do it. Because if you don't, it won't get done. Those are the numbers that I look at. That is how I show or I decide if a guy is MVP or not. But you have this opportunity ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, I already told you there's a game going on. As of right now, let me see if it's over. It's still going on. The Pelicans and the Thunder are still going on. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you face. What you have is an opportunity to go from this round to the next round. And whoever you face in the next round is going to be a team that's going to pressure you, that's going to test you, that's going to get in your face and make you earn that victory. So if you can go out here and you can earn that victory, then you have the opportunity of someone saying the Denver Nuggets are a force to be reckoned with. Because right now, nobody's really saying. They understand that you're a good team. They understand that Jokic is a good player. They understand that you got Murray and you got Aaron Gordon and you got Porter Jr. You got these guys. You got Michael Porter Jr. You got these dudes, man. And people understand that you got it. But outside of the bubble, like where you had a nice run in the bubble, outside of the bubble, nobody's seen the killer. Nobody's seen that killer instinct. Nobody's seen anything on film that they have to be afraid of what you can do. Nobody's saying, oh, if you let Jokic just, then it's over for you. So you have this opportunity to perform on this stage to show, okay, here's what we are about. Here is what you have to reckon with. So, also, like I said, bringing it back to put up or shut up. And you have a great opportunity laid at your feet. Let's see what the Denver Nuggets will become.
Commissioner Gordon.
And real quick, while we go through this, solidifying your legacy. You can already know. I'll start it off with like this. KD, the Phoenix Suns. If KD and the Phoenix Suns can go through and make a championship run with only 7 games together with him, Chris Paul, Book, with only that together in the regular season, and then you go on this massive run and somehow hoist up a trophy, you can't tell me KD ain't great. All that stuff Charles Barkley was talking when he goes back and forth about KD being a bus driver and blah, 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 whatever. You can't tell me KD ain't great. Because what KD is a basketball player who can fit in any situation that you've put him in. Whether it's been OKC with a budding star in Russell Westbrook, who started to believe that he was better than what he was, and he didn't want to pass the ball, and all KD did was become efficient and still get buckets and still be looked at as one of the best players in the game, and then going out to Golden State and fitting in with the Golden State Warriors, who were already a championship team, and all KD did was go out there and win two championships and be the MVP of the NBA Finals twice in that championship. And then you come out here, and then you go to Brooklyn, and you carry a terrible Brooklyn team as far as you can go, and you were a size 17 shoe or whatever shoe, you know, say whatever size he wears, away from making a hell of a run. You were one toe away from making a hell of a run with Brooklyn. And then you carry that over, and then you get with Devin Booker and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton, and you go out on this run and you make a championship run. Well, you can't tell me nothing about how you don't think KD ain't great, because he didn't have a team. It's not his team, and he don't drive the bus. The hell with that. KD could solidify his legacy as an NBA great by going out here and winning a championship with the Phoenix Suns. And conversely with that, I'll say this. I'm just going to put it out there. I've told a couple people that I've talked to when we started talking about this. But in this scenario where now KD is a part of the Phoenix Suns, if they don't win a championship, does it say more about Kevin Durant? Or does it say more about Chris Paul? Because I could easily spin this and say, oh man, KD's shown that he can win. Chris Paul ain't no winner. So I could have, looking at it, thinking about it, I should have put that into great opportunity, because this is a great opportunity to show everyone that, for Chris Paul to show everyone that he's not a schlep rock. If you're not familiar with schlep rock, schlep rock is bad luck. I think it's Charlie Brown. But yeah, that he's not a schlep rock. He's not a bad luck charm. He doesn't have bad juju hanging around him. Needs to be saved by Kyrie Irving. But that, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get to that later on as we get into the playoffs. I wanted to just throw that out there, make you think about it a little bit, and then, like I said, we'll put a pin there and we'll come back. LeBron James. If LeBron can carry Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell and Street Clothes Davis, he can carry these folks and throw them on his back at 40 years old and make a run to the Western Conference Finals. You'll talk about the greatness of LeBron for years. You're going to talk about the greatness of LeBron for years anyway. But this will be one of those high water marks where you say, man, this mug took down Austin Reeves to the Western Conference Finals at 40. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? That's what we talk about when we talk about LeBron James. And he could solidify his legacy. But imagine this. Imagine if they go on a championship run. Like, just throwing it out there, if they go on a championship run, they mess around and they win a championship, they meet Boston, Milwaukee, whoever in the NBA Finals, and they mess around and they can win the NBA Finals, I would have to personally put LeBron James with this team. Like, while it's hard for me to say he trumps Jordan, he's definitely 1B. He trumps Kobe. He jumps over Kobe. He's 1B. I think he's ahead of Kobe anyway. But that mile marker, you know what I'm saying, though, that space in between he and MJ decreases. So this is a hell of an opportunity for LeBron James to solidify his legacy or to throw it into the atmosphere. And again, solidifying your legacy, this is an opportunity for Nikola Jokic to show that he deserves to be back-to-back-to-back MVPs. He deserves to be in the talk of all those guys. I think it's only 8 players who have earned 3 MVPs. And I don't think anybody's earned it back-to-back-to-back. So this is an opportunity for Nikola Jokic to come out here and show why he's a 3-time MVP. This is for him to solidify his legacy. So, 3-time NBA MVP. You got Moses Malone, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Have won 3 times. Also, Bob Pettit, Karl Malone, Tim Duncan, Steve Nash, Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo have won it 2. Russell, Chamberlain, and Bird are the only players to win the award in 3 consecutive years. Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and Larry Bird are the only ones to win the award in 3 consecutive seasons. That's rarefied air. And if you win it this season, you need to be out here trying to solidify your legacy and showing everyone what you're made of, showing everyone what you got. Because other than that, you're proving the naysayers right. You're proving people who saying you don't deserve it right. Because the thing is, well, what has he done? What did he win? Name the performance. And you can't argue when people ask those things, because if all you have to come back with that is analytics, then you sound stupid. You sound like you don't watch the games. You sound like you don't know what you're talking about, like you just sit in front of a computer and look at a stat book all day. A stat line, a stat sheet. And because you think the numbers say that he's great, that he's supposed to be great, but if those numbers don't translate over to victories and those victories don't translate over to championships, then I can't honestly call him an MVP. I think I said it before, if I had an MVP vote, I would be voting Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the reason why I would be voting Giannis Antetokounmpo is because when Middleton's been hurt this season, Holiday's been up and down, the consistent person on the team has been Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they have been dope. They have not lost anything. You've never said, oh well, Chris Middleton is hurt, so therefore the Milwaukee Bucks are going to suffer. No, they're going to continue to win. They're going to continue to be on top of the East because they have Giannis. I've watched Giannis 2 years ago in a championship run put up 55 and not miss a damn free throw when it counted, because he said, we're not losing this game. I'm a champion. I'm going to show you that I'm a champion. And guess what he did? He went out there and he put up. He walked the walk. I need Nikola Jokic to do something similar. I need that when the clock is running down and we need a big shot, we need a big stop, when the pressure's on and the other team is going on a run, I need you to show me why you're the MVP. Not because your percentage rate or your efficiency rating says that you're an MVP and you're a valuable player, but because when I watch the game, I walk away saying, man, if it wasn't for Jokic making that play, they don't do it. And so I think I've kind of hammered that home a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I think I've kind of, And I don't mean for it to sound like I'm Jokic bashing. I think Jokic is dope. I just, like, it's tough for me to say that he's a three-time MVP when I sit up and I watch a lot of these basketball games. And like I said, I see what Giannis is doing. I see what Embiid is doing. I think it's gone a little overboard that Embiid should be the MVP. Like, I mean, but I can make him a closer argument than I can for Jokic. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to put the award as the best player on the best team, then okay, I guess Jokic wins. But then how do you explain that in years past when they've been like the fifth seed and he still won the award? You know, it should have gone to an Antetokounmpo. It should have gone to a Steph Curry. It should have gone to, you know what I'm saying? It's all relative. But I say that to say, man, listen, I'm super excited for the playoffs. I'm looking forward to a lot of these matchups. I've talked about a lot of these matchups, and we'll get more into it next week as they start to take shape and we start to get a game or two and we can start to see how the strategies and how the coaches are going to play all of this against each other. And we'll get into it, man. Also, we'll get into a bunch of other stuff in terms of what's coming up for the commissioner's conversation in the future. You know, we'll chop it up. So I encourage you to check out these games, man. Sit up, watch these games, man. You ain't got nothing to do, man. The hell with work tomorrow. You know, sit up and watch this game. Watch these West Coast games. Watch the East Coast games. Sit out there and hang out with Charles Barkley and Shaq and Kenny and all of them and look at all their stupid ass antics and laugh it up and yuck it up with them. And on the flip side, when you was on ESPN, watch out there with Jalen Rose and Kendrick Perkins and Shania Bumakwe and all of them. Watch all of that. Have fun with the games. Watch the games. Look, man, I'm excited for NBA basketball. And I hope you are just as excited for watching the games also. Remember, you can always reach out to me on Twitter at G Robinson Sports, on Instagram at the.commissioner.gordon. And on Facebook at Commissioner Gordon Robinson. So until next week, man, and we get into these games, I'll holla.
Commissioner Gordon